Today on the Just Read podcast, we'll read Numbers chapter 13, verses 21 through 33. Previously in this chapter, Moses selected and sent 12 men into the Promised Land to see what it was like. In this reading, we'll see what they discover. Let's read Numbers chapter 13, verses 21 through 33. So they went up and spied out the land from the wilderness of Zin as far as Rehob at Lebo Hamath. When they had gone up into the Negev, they came to Hebron, where Ahiman, Sheshai, and Talmai, the descendants of Anak, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. Then they came to the valley of Eshcol, and from there they cut down a branch with a single cluster of grapes, and they carried it on a pole between two men, with some of the pomegranates and the figs. That place was called the Valley of Eshcol, because of the cluster which the sons of Israel cut down from there. When they returned from spying out the land at the end of 40 days, they proceeded to come to Moses and Aaron, and to all the congregation of the sons of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. And they brought back word to them, and to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. Thus they told him and said, "We went into the land where you sent us, and it certainly does flow with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who live in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. Amalek is living in the land of the Negev, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites are living in the hill country, and the Canaanites are living by the sea and by the side of the Jordan." Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "We should by all means go up and take possession of it, for we will surely overcome it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are too strong for us." So they gave out to the sons of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone in spying it out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great size. There we also saw the Nephilim. The sons of Anak are part of the Nephilim, and we became like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." That was Numbers chapter 13, verses 21 through 33. The men who scoped out the land found that it was every bit as wonderful as God promised. However, the men reported that the inhabitants were incredibly strong. There is now a debate to be had. Does Israel trust God to give them the land, or do they fear the people within the land? Thank you for reading with me.